Welcome to Right Royal Roundup with Carolyn Cash. The show that keeps you updated with what's happening in the world of royalty, from the British royal family through to the aristocracy, and current events from around the royal world.
Hello, and welcome to Right Royal Roundup. I'm Carolyn Cash, and coming up later on today's show, a Thanksgiving service for the late Lord Snowden, plans for Crown Princess Victoria's 40th birthday, Prince George and Princess Charlotte are part of the bridal party at their aunt's wedding, and a new exhibition focusing on three German princesses who married into the British royal family, so stay tuned.
Welcome to Right Royal Roundup with Carolyn Cash. Now crossing live to the throne.
The Queen and Prince Philip attended a service of thanksgiving for the life and work of the first Earl of Snowden in St Margaret's Church on Friday the 7th of April. The Duke of Cambridge, the Duke of York, the Earl of Wessex, the Duke of Gloucester and the Duke of Kent joined the Queen and the Duke of Edinburgh. Over 600 people, including Lord Snowden's children and grandchildren, attended the service of the society photographer who married Princess Margaret in 1960, but they divorced 18 years later. The couple had two children, David, who is now the second Earl of Snowden, and Lady Sarah Chatto. However, Lord Snowden remained close to the monarchy as he is the only photographer to have had sittings with the Queen throughout her long reign. His photographic career lasted more than six decades as he took portraits of royalty and celebrities, including Diana, Princess of Wales, Jack Nicholson, and Dame Elizabeth Taylor. The Canon of Westminster and Rector of St Margaret's Church, Reverend Jane Sinclair, conducted the service who said, quote, "We give thanks today for a life marked by humour, style, compassion and wonderful visual craftsmanship." Lord Snowden said he tried to photograph with love and sympathy. Following the publication of his picture of a nurse feeding a hydrocephalic child, Lord Snowden's compassion for visual creativity and for promoting the rights of those with disability lay at the heart of his life. His marriage to Princess Margaret brought Lord Snowden to early public notice. His portraits of members of the royal family remain among his most memorable images. He is celebrated for his support of the creative arts and artists, yet it is also for his championship of those who live with disability that he will be remembered by many. End of quote. His son, the second Earl of Snowden, Baroness Grey Thompson and Patrick Kinmouth, read the tributes. Lord Snowden, who was born Anthony Armstrong Jones, died peacefully at home on the 13th of January this year.
Visit Right Royal Roundup on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Right Royal Roundup. Or you can check out our website, rightroyalroundup.com.au.
Princess Victoria of Sweden will be celebrating her 40th birthday in Stockholm on 2 days, on Friday the 14th and on Saturday the 15th of July at Öland. The birthday celebrations start at 10 a.m. with a Te Deum or a Thanksgiving service in the Royal Chapel at the Royal Palace. It will be by invitation only, with the royal family, representatives of the Riksdag, government and other officials and staff from the royal court. Afterwards, the guests will attend a reception held in the palace garden, Low Garden. The armed forces will fire gun salutes from Skeppsholmen at 12 noon and also in Boden, Härnösand, Karlskrona and Gothenburg. Celebrations in Stockholm will finish with the Crown Princess, Prince Daniel and her children being escorted from the royal palace to the royal stables in a horse-drawn carriage. The royal family will attend more celebrations, including Borgholm's IP, which begin at 7 p.m. On Saturday, the celebrations continue with King Carl Gustav, Queen Sylvia, Crown Princess Victoria and Prince Daniel will meet with well-wishers at Solliden Palace.
On Right Royal Roundup, time now for a British royal family update. News and views from Buckingham Palace.
Kensington Palace has announced that three-year-old Prince George and Princess Charlotte, who will turn two next month, will be a page boy and flower girl at their aunt Pippa Middleton's wedding. It has been dubbed the Society Wedding of the Year for 2017. However, our sources have revealed that her sister Kate, as a married woman, will not be the matron of honour. Pippa Middleton will marry her fiancé, James Matthews, on Saturday the 20th of May at St Mark's Church, Englefield, which is her local village church. The reception will be held at her parents' home in Bucklebury. The Duke and the Duchess of Cambridge and Prince Harry, along with close family and friends, will also be attending the service. Some media outlets have speculated the Duchess of Cambridge wouldn't be attending to avoid upstaging and possibly upsetting the bride. Well, we guess that won't be the case. Pippa was the bridesmaid at her sister Catherine's wedding to Prince William in 2011, with many claiming she stole the limelight with her butt in a figure-hugging dress.
For any royal information heard on today's show, check us out at rightroyalroundup.com.au.
The Prince of Wales, the Duke of Cambridge and Prince Harry were representing Queen Elizabeth II, attended the commemorations in France to mark 100 years since the Battle of Vimy Ridge in 1917. France's President, François Hollande, Canada's Governor-General David Johnston and Prime Minister Justin Trudeau were also present, with members of the Royal Canadian Mounted Police on guard around the monument. The Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said, quote, "The burden they bore and the country they made. This is why we are here. Canada was born here," unquote. The heroes of Vimy had fought and died for King George V. His granddaughter, Queen Elizabeth, sent a letter to the Canadian Governor-General David Johnston on the centenary of the Battle of Vimy Ridge, which he posted on social media. Vimy Ridge was a decisive battle during World War II where more than 3,500 Canadian soldiers died and more than 7,000 were injured. William and Harry presented the last two pairs of boots, which had been placed in front of the memorial for every fallen Canadian soldier. Then they laid ceramic poppies next to them. Prince Charles addressed the crowds, quote, "Victory came at an unbearably heavy cost. This was and remains the single bloodiest day in Canadian military history. Yet Canadians displayed a strength of character and commitment to one another that is still evident today. They did not waver. This was Canada at its best. The Canadians at Vimy embodied the true North, strong and free." End of quote. Vimy Ridge was to the Canadians what Gallipoli was to Australians and New Zealanders, and the Somme and Flanders for the British. This was their defining moments.
On Right Royal Roundup, we now go back in time for some Right Royal regal history.
Historic Royal Palaces and the Yale Centre for British Art present a new exhibition at Kensington Palace, which explores the lives of three German princesses who married into the British royal family during the 18th century. Their wide-ranging interests placed them at the very heart of the Enlightenment, with advocating the latest scientific and medical advancements. Their involvement in charity work subtly changed the role women played within the royal family. The exhibition includes nearly 200 objects owned by these three German princesses, reflect their diverse range of interests, including personal possessions such as Charlotte's hand-embroidered needlework pocketbook and pastels of the royal children. Artworks and fine ceramics commissioned from some of the greatest artists and craftsmen of their day are on loan from the Royal Collection, the Yale Centre for British Art and the Royal Collections of Denmark and the Netherlands. The exhibition opens on Thursday the 22nd of June through to Sunday the 12th of November. Details of the exhibition can be found on our website at rightroyalroundup.com.au. That's all we have for this week. Thanks for joining us, and we look forward to your company again next week. We wish you all a very happy and safe Easter.
You've been listening to Right Royal Roundup with Carolyn Cash. Tune in next week for more of the latest royal news from around the world. And don't forget to like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Right Royal Roundup, or visit our website, rightroyalroundup.com.au.